All right. Merry Christmas, Waleed.
Thanks. You know what, Zach? This is a great gift because anytime I hit this bag, there's a lot of people, I think, you know?
Like who?
One, people who don't like and comment on this episode.
It's the cold open.
I don't give a damn, Zach. All right. Cody Noel.
For not coming on.
They actually texted me happy birthday and Merry Christmas. And all
oh, nice.
So actually, I take that one back. Jake Paul. All right.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Jake Paul would do the same thing right back to
me. I know. You'd kick my ass. Elon Musk. Actually, no.
You would give a nice pat.
Because I would give a nice pat. And then my car would get hacked. You know, I don't want my car to
be
get
very
hacked.
Very careful.
Anyone from the Bay. That's it. I'm denouncing the Bay.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yep.
That's a lot of people.
I don't like the Bay.
You know, Keith Lee's up there right now, man.
Are we talking about the same Bay?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we are actually anymore.
I'm thinking Temecula.
Okay. You're good.
All right.
Zuckerberg?
Hitler.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah.
You hesitated.
No, I didn't hesitate. No, I didn't.
Saddam Hussein, you're hesitating again.
No, I'm waiting.
Osama Bin Laden?
He's had a rough go.
What do you mean he has a rough go?
He's had a rough life. You know, he's dead.
He is handsome.
There you go.
Welcome to episode 71. All right.
What do you think of your gift?
I think it's great. It's actually very convenient.
You already seem happier.
Yeah. You get a
nice. You're getting really close to my head. Who punches like this?
I do. What the fuck?
All the way through?
Did your parents, dad ever teach you how to punch?
No. Well, Tots did.
Oh, okay.
She took boxing classes. Right. But you do you wrist turned into it.
My dad
right?
taught me to punch like this.
Dude.
With your thumb inside.
And a couple quarters in the crevices.
I was like, dude, you're going to break your thumb. He was like, no, trust me, when it hits their temple, they're done.
You want to, your dad?
Nah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You've turned into a leaf. Wow.
You know what? Getting my anger out on this, I realized, you know, it's not about, there's healthier ways to, there's
healthy. Whoa.
Yeah, fuck him up.
Dude. Nice.
Guys, welcome to episode 71. Before we start the episode, there's one thing we need you to do, all right? We need you to punch that fucking like button.
Smash right? it.
We need you to
Jake Paul that shit.
We need you to comment anything at this point. We don't care. We don't give a damn. Even if they're...
Say, who would win in a fight? Zach or Waleed?
I would, obviously.
Okay, all comment right? that.
anything, really.
Maybe sub. Because we have some sketches coming out.
Oh, that's right. Me and Zach got some sketches in the works.
Yep. If we don't come out with sketches now, then we are
if
fucked.
If we don't come out with sketches, we will put an apology video.
We'll do a nude calendar.
For not a nude calendar.
If we don't.
No, you don't want to see a nude calendar of us.
Yeah. So sub. Yeah. Follow along. Because we have good shit coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Waleed's quitting his jobs.
I'm kidding. Quitting all my jobs.
And he's focusing.
Just the one.
Okay, and he's focusing just on Zod.
I'm gonna
and
do
the cart.
Teddy Fresh, and then I'm gonna do the cart
and dog
do Zod.
Sitting.
So I'm gonna do the dog sitting, and then I got then I got into this like crypto hedge fund I'm working on.
Oh,
and, yeah, Waleed Coin, guys. Waleed Coin is coming out. It is not a pump and dump.
And so is a nude calendar, apparently, because sounds like no sketches will ever be made still. But I'm appreciative of you. More time. For
yes.
Starting now.
Of course. Starting right now, I have more. I got to go, actually.
David, you just, your calendars are literally like.
That's the show is for the show.
Oh, okay.
It's dry fire.
I get it. It's okay. Anyways, good stuff coming. So thank you guys for following along.
Mm-hmm.
Happy January. Hopefully everyone's January is still going super great.
Everyone's resolutions, nice. Hope your resolutions. I hope you gave up.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's really weird looking at you from this angle.
This is weird too.
I hate it.
I want to switch back.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to?
I'm okay, freaking
cool.
out.
I honestly really fucking hate it.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
I feel way better over here. This is what we're talking about.
Someone asked me what my resolutions were this year, and I said, same thing as last year. She said nothing for them.
I've also been avoiding the gym. I know it's not the greatest part of the resolution,
yeah.
But I've been avoiding the gym because I know everyone's resolution is to go to the gym.
Oh, it gets packed.
It's really fucking annoying.
It gets packed immediately.
So I've done, hopefully.
Well, you're pissed that people are trying to better themselves?
No, I hate when people, my gym's already small.
Yeah.
So when more people are there, it's already fucking annoying. So I'm just assuming that a lot of people are there. I haven't even gone yet.
Yeah.
But I've worked out 4 times so far. And I know this episode's coming out on MLK. Happy MLK.
Terrible. Whoa.
I went like this. I went thumb up. I went thumb
replay,
up.
Replay. replay.
Go ahead. Play it. I don't care.
Episode coming out on MLK. Happy MLK. Whoa.
Then you kind of formed into
this. I didn't. No,
what
I didn't.
What if we cut to the replay and it shows somehow has this fully?
I would actually be really pissed. And I'm a rock star.
Okay.
But yeah, I've been avoiding the gym. I've done 4 workouts though. And I've done a mile, 1 mile, 1 mile, 2 mile, 3 mile for each of my runs so far. That's how I do it.
When the Dr. Seuss was.
Yeah, I know. I was like,
1 mile, 1 mile, 2 mile.
That's not Dr. Seuss.
Okay. I don't even know what it says. I don't know what it says. Whoa!
Hey. This is already problematic.
I wish a happy MLK
2024, we're not getting canceled, all right? Not from this episode.
This is a happy, jolly episode 71.
Right. And so what have you been doing with all your extra time now?
Exercising. What do you mean extra time?
Well, you said you haven't been going to the gym. And you only worked out.
I'm still exercising. Okay. I run, okay. Mr. Garcia, my father-in-law.
Okay.
Love that man.
You have to call him Mr. Garcia or you call him Dad?
I've called him Mr. Garcia for every year that I've been dating Todd. 16 years.
You don't call him Dad?
Nope. What?
You call him Daddy?
I don't think that's how that
you
goes.
You call him Zaddy?
All right. This is what you call Hannah's dad.
I call Cody that.
You call Cody our boss?
Daddy.
Zaddy?
Yeah, big cock daddy.
I see why he hasn't come on our fucking show.
We call him Daddy.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah,
I'm assuming he's Daddy by now.
Yeah, you don't call Mr. Garcia Dad or Father in Law?
No, I call him Mr. Garcia.
That's weird.
And it is weird.
He calls you son?
No, what? Stop doing this.
I don't know. I don't
it's
know.
It's not a father son vibe.
I'm just curious.
God,
I'm genuinely curious.
No, it's usually people's just.
So what does he call you, bitch?
What is happening?
I don't know. I'm just curious. I'm actually curious. What is
Why are you going hard and then soft? You're like, hey, wait, I'm just joking around. Does he call you a pussy ass bitch? Hey, whoa, I'm choking.
Does he call you all the slurs ever?
What is this? Yeah, what is this energy?
I'm just genuinely curious. What does he call you?
We were just talking.
He calls you Zach?
15 minutes ago. We were all friendly and happy. And the new episode starts.
You're new me, bro. I don't know.
It's the same episode. We've been sitting here.
For the cold open, punch the punching bag, and now I've got...
You have some anger.
Yeah. Told me to get riled up.
I hate this gift already. I just call him Mr. Garcia, Mr. and Mrs. Garcia. But anyways, he gave me an Apple Watch. It's a hand-me-down, though.
You're complaining?
It has a scratch
on it. About your father-in-law?
It has a scratch on it.
Oh, that's what he gave to you.
Yeah. It's all right, though. I've been tracking my my runs, my workouts, my walks.
You wear it all the time?
I just wear it when I work out. I'm not a watch guy. I don't like shit. I don't even like my...
Whoa, hey,
Tots knows.
Yeah.
We're married.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I've been using that more. And it makes me want to work out harder.
Yeah, it does. It's supposed to give you all your information. Okay. You want to beat your goals and all that stuff. Sick. Yeah.
Competitive.
And it also tells you when you're having a heart attack.
Does it tell you that?
Yeah, it does. I think the new ones.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, but it doesn't give you CPR.
Listen, if I'm having a heart attack, I know I'm fucking dying. Yeah.
Oh, shit, what time is it? It's heart attack o'clock.
Wait, it's not telling me. Maybe I'm good. Just dying.
It's just not charged. It's just dead.
Well, you've been telling me that you've been watching some anime? This is a big claim, Zach.
Last week.
You know the anime community is the most cutthroat community in the entire world?
The K-pop of X is the nicest people on the in the planet.
Uh-huh.
The K-pop of X. The K-pop.
The K-pop community
of X.
Yeah. They are very sweet.
My friends.
Yeah.
Love them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which K-pop do you like?
Ooh, brother. Don't do this to me. Luke, quick, call the keys. Oh, which K-pop person do I like?
No,
Luke, David is no K-pop person.
Don't you dare say Psy, the Gangnam Style, dude.
Oh, I love, I mean.
He doesn't go like this. Gangnam Style? Full on Wakanda?
I don't
like BTS?
I love BTS.
Yeah. Whew,
yeah.
Who's your favorite guy?
The behind the scenes guy.
Huh. What does the behind the scene guy do again?
He does the fucking
no.
Jimin. Yep, I love Jimin. Jimin's my Jimin.
Okay, well, so what? He's anyways, the anime community gotta be very careful because whatever you're gonna say right now.
You know what my favorite song is?
What?
Closer Than This.
The one that came out 2 weeks ago?
Yep. It's my favorite song. And also, I love.
No, you're looking, you were playing it.
Big Bang Theory.
No, that's the song Big Bang.
Oh.
Right.
That's a band.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, idiot. I also love Blackpink.
Okay, there you go.
The one that was formed by YG Entertainment. And Lisa is my favorite of Blackpink. Are you not part of the anime crew, dude?
Anime? What the fuck? It's not anime.
I mean, it's just...
Whoa, that's, I think that's racist.
No. The community. Just
clip that. Chat.
Just the community.
Chat, clip that.
That's the community.
Okay.
Oh, damn it.
Who's the guy? I don't know anyone. All
right, cool.
You're good.
Ooh, anyways.
All right, so what have you been watching?
Okay, last weekend or 2 weekends ago or whatever. Okay. I've been watching my anime movies.
Okay.
Huge anime guy now.
Okay. Listen, not, they don't do this.
No, it was a TikTok trend. Don't worry about it. The fucking, yeah, people know. People in the comments will get it.
Huh.
Anyways, Spirited Away.
Okay.
Fantastic. Fantastic movie.
Is that Studio Ghibli, right? Yep.
What?
Oh, you don't know anime?
What the fuck is that? What's Studio Ghibli?
It's like the production company.
Oh.
Yeah.
Of course. Well, wait, did the Studio Ghibli also do those other movies that were?
Yep.
Ah, well, then that's why I like the other movies so much.
It's like Studio Ghibli movies. You don't like anime.
Are you dude, the anime community is toxic.
You want
what
real
the
anime
fuck?
Is, all right?
Well, why are you hating on me? I'm trying to.
Okay.
I have one foot on the welcome mat, and you're fucking like, take your shoes off.
Yeah. You gotta take your shoes off. You get the community dirty.
You have a COVID test? Fucking welcome me with open arms, dude.
Okay. So what'd you think about the Studio Ghibli movie? So what'd you watch?
Why do you say it like that?
It's like the...
When you talk about everything
like
ever
sector,
all at once, you're
like,
did you like the Paramount Networks movie? Did you like the fucking Sony Pictures?
Yeah. Marvel?
No one.
It's like Marvel.
Marvel's his own fucking thing.
No, it's not. Marvel is great entertainment.
All right, fine. I will get suckered into what.
Okay.
What did I like about the what again?
Don't worry about it. Just what did you like about the movies?
The artwork, absolutely beautiful.
Okay, nice. Good point.
Very, very sick. The one part that really triggered me, not triggered me, but scared me at the beginning was the parents being turned. Skip.
Which movie are you talking about? Spirited Away?
Yeah. Well, okay. I just want to make sure people haven't watched it.
People watch Spirited Away.
What?
Yeah, people watch.
Oh, okay. Fucking 9/11 times. Sorry,
dude.
2011? 2001? 2001.
Oh, shit. 9/11 times. Fuck.
Sorry. Just in case. I haven't watched it yet. I just watched my first time. But beautifully shot. Oh, yeah. And the parents turning into pigs.
Yep.
That was sad.
Yeah.
That was scary. All the other parents are in there.
As pigs, right?
Yeah. But the ending scene, like, the parents came back, but the other pigs were still, like, weren't the other, oh, the other pigs were not parents, they were people of the, house.
Did you watch this movie?
No, I did. The people were other workers.
Yeah. Reminds me of Pinocchio a little bit.
Dude, the anime community, I feel like I'm scared to talk about this movie.
Yes, you should be, bro. Anime is
If I slip up one fucking time, I don't even want to pronounce the characters' names. I'll probably fuck that up. I don't even know. Let me read it and try. I'm a guy who watches a movie and I just like, oh no. Chihiro.
Whoa, hey! What did you just say? Chat.
No, Luke gave you a thumbs up.
Yeah, it was good.
Whoa, 10 stars option? Damn. Another character I liked was Yubaba.
That was good.
And
so you're into these now. You can watch more.
The My Neighbor Totoro.
Yeah, great movie.
Amazing.
Yep.
From the Studio Ghibli. Honestly, this one was actually really good. I loved it.
Okay.
I wanted more of Totoro. I felt like Totoro wasn't in the movie enough. You know.
Yeah.
I don't watch. Oh, is it another bad LP?
It's 1988. I haven't watched this movie in so long.
I saw him. Huh? I saw the animal.
Yeah.
All right. And then I got him like towards the end of it.
Got it.
And it was mainly focused on the girls and the family. And I was like, give me more of the
animal thing.
The koala.
Yeah. Okay. And so what would you rate this movie as? Good?
All of them were 10. Well, the third one on the list that I had was like an 8 out of 10.
Which one was that one?
I'm so scared to pronounce this
one. Dude, that was the best one. What the fuck? That was a good point. That's actually a very valid point.
I have to pronounce it for the audio listeners. Princess Mononoke.
That's good.
Mononoke.
Hey, no one's gonna flag you for this.
Come on, Luke. What is it?
You're close at the end there.
Mononoke. Fuck yeah. Okay, close enough. I'll take that. It was good.
Okay.
It's just like, I don't know. It was just a lot.
It wasn't as strong as the first two. Okay. Fair enough. These are all valid points.
Yeah.
So now, after watching this, would you take some of my recommendations?
Sure.
For animes to watch.
Sure.
Like shows. You got to watch shows.
Those are like fucking like 20 seasons.
Yes, that's the whole point.
How long are the episodes?
Like 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, they're short.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, the intro is like 5 minutes. Show.
Is there a skip intro part?
Yeah, there is a skip intro part. But the intro sometimes is sick.
So it's like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Is it really like that long?
Yeah, right? That's a valid point. Like, yeah, it can be super long or like short.
Are we talking episode length?
Episodes are like 20 minutes, but the intro is. Oh, the intros are like 20 minutes.
Usually it's a banger song, though.
Yeah, usually it's like you want to listen to it.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you're just trying to get to the meat.
Am I going
to
be an anime influencer who like makes like the fucking jokes of like, if a white guy was in an anime show or some shit like that?
What were you watching?
Did you see Kev on stage do like the?
Oh yeah.
He did like if a black guy was in an anime.
Yeah, I guess it's good. It's valid. First thing to watch is hentai porn. All right. Tentacles, robots. Hentai.
Okay.
It's great. You're gonna love it.
I like you change your posture for this.
Because I gotta
you listen to hentai porn.
If you like Saltburn, you're gonna love hentai porn.
Okay, nice. I will get on that.
No, don't.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay. Give me an honest like show.
A real one?
Yes.
All right.
You honestly just had hentai porn written down?
I didn't think you were gonna ask me this.
It's a pretty standard question.
Okay, Death Note is really good.
The movie?
No, it's a show. They have a series.
Isn't it Death Note a movie?
Yeah, the live action. You know, they always do live action. They always white it up.
Oh, I like that.
Okay. And then One Punch Man, obviously.
Obviously.
I like Chainsaw Man.
Okay, what are all these on?
On
One Punch Man is Netflix.
Yeah. Some Prime, some fucking Crunchy Tube or something like that.
I don't want to do the
Crunchy I'll send it to you. They're easy. Hulu.
Am I going to like stream it illegally?
No, you do all
the I get the hentai porn pop-ups and then I stop watching the show.
Then my computer's sticky.
I got you another computer.
I gotta wipe it down. And then, okay, Chainsaw Man. sick. One Punch Man.
Okay.
You should watch that later after you watch a couple more animes, right?
Okay.
Attack on Titan. Which one's the metal, the guy who has like a metal brother?
Mental?
Metal.
No. Oh. Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah, Full Metal Alchemist.
Brotherhood, dude. Specifically, though.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that one's fucking good. That one fucked me up.
How so?
There's a scene.
Like, I don't wanna change the way you are right now?
No, there's a scene where, like, the scientist turned his daughter into, like, a dog, and then it's fucked, man. The whole thing's fucked, all right? And then Naruto, you gotta kind of just watch it as, like, a, yeah.
Funimation. All right.
It's good. And then there's one more.
Is this what it's on, is Funimation?
Yeah. Well, that's, like, it's, like, Studio Ghibli.
I'll become an anime guy.
Stop doing that.
It's a TikTok trend.
And then what else? There's one more. Fuck. One Punch Man, Chainsaw Man I liked.
Have you seen Hit Monkey?
Huh?
Hit Monkey?
No, what is that?
On Hulu?
What is that?
It's really good. I liked it.
What's Hit Monkey?
That's an anime. You don't know Hit Monkey?
I don't know. Canceled. No.
It's really fucking good.
Oh, that's Marvel.
Oh.
Nerd! This guy's a fucking nerd! Yo!
Damn it.
This guy's a damn nerd, man!
It was so good.
Oh, man.
Archer, basically.
Yeah. You like Marvel, dude?
Damn it. Okay, well, this one's really good.
Oh, you like Spider-Man?
Okay. You're the biggest Marvel nerd.
Oh, you like Iron Man and Thor and the little hammer? Fucking nerd, man. This guy's a loser, dude.
Your attitude has changed this episode.
You gave me the
guys,
bag.
We just filmed episode 70, and you were so nice and so calm.
No bonus episode, right?
One episode
so
later.
So which one are you going to watch for?
I think One Punch Man, my buddy Grayson, you know.
But you got to watch another anime first. Before watching One Punch Man, in my opinion.
Okay. I'll watch Naruto.
I guess, yeah. That's kind of cringe, though. For an adult to watch,
dude,
Naruto.
The anime community is so fucking, like, you're already so judgy.
No, I'm just saying.
Let me fucking dive into it on my own.
Okay.
I already dove into it with Hit Monkey.
Yeah.
So.
A Marvel show? Actually, watch this one first. Actually, no. Yeah, watch this one first.
Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Yeah.
All right. If people in the comments want to jump in to the anime world with me, so I'm not alone, let's all hold hands and just...
They've watched this already. You haven't.
I'm sure there's some commenters in there that have not watched anime ever in their lives. Start off with Spirited... Oh, let's... I'll...
Okay.
If you haven't started anime, I'll walk you through it, guys.
Okay.
Hop on Spirited Away first. It's on Max. It's free. Then jump into My Neighbor Totoro.
Okay.
Great movie.
Okay.
And then you can skip the Princess Mononoke.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, did you hear that? It slipped off the top.
Okay.
And if you want to dive into a series, just watch Hit Monkey.
You ever watch Dragon Ball Z, actually?
No, I haven't.
Maybe that's a good one for you to watch.
Wow, you're getting, like, you're actually crying.
Because the thing about One Punch Man, I'm not going to spoil it, but the guy... kills anything with one punch. So a lot of animes...
It's in the title?
Yes.
Oh, that's lame.
No, but think about Chainsaw Man. The guy has a chainsaw as a head. It's pretty obvious.
Chainsaw Massacre?
Yeah, no. But it's funny because in animes, the bad guys always have this big fucking story. Fucking... They do a fucking...
Oh, Invincible. That's a good one.
Yeah,
no,
but that...
not human animes.
Yeah.
Invincible's an anime?
No, it is not.
It's an animated show.
But it has the characters that have superpowers.
Okay,
and not
all enemies have superpowers.
One Punch Man does.
No, actually, he doesn't have a superpower.
Oh, God, dude. I'm out of the anime crowd. I'm out.
His origin story, all he
does... Give me the NFL schedule coming up, dude. When's the playoffs?
NFL's kind of like anime.
No, it's not in the slightest.
Trying to like...
I was close. I'll watch it.
One Punch Man, all he does is like a basic like workout. He's just fucking strong as fuck. It's like a comedy. It's like a joke.
It's a parody.
Of anime?
Yeah.
Oh, hell
it's
yeah.
Like a really good anime.
But I'm not allowed to watch it.
Because you gotta understand why they set up like
that. All right.
Yeah. And then after that, watch Tentacle Porn.
Okay.
Yeah, then you'll all kind of make sense.
Sounds good. So if I don't text you back for like an hour or something,
yeah,
exactly what I'm doing.
Send me the link, actually.
All right, cool. Well, stroke together? All right. Sorry.
King of
Sounds
the
good.
Dog, actually.
Tautro. Oh, I was way off. Totro. Tautro?
Totoro. Totoro.
Totoro.
That's what I said. Totoro. Oh, I said Totoro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just needed you to hear
it. Sorry. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'll get better. All right, guys. Well, if you're already angry at me, I'm new. Be nice to me. All right. We will enter the anime world together. Okay? Anyways.
Speaking about shows, me and Hannah are watching Survivor.
Oh, nice.
Dude, Survivor is probably the best fucking show. Fuck Love Island. Fuck The Bachelor. Fuck, fuck Jersey Shore. Fuck Shaws of Sunset. Fuck, give me some more.
Damn, you don't.
House Moms, OC House Moms, whatever the fuck.
You have all these jobs and you know all these fucking shows?
Yeah, I know the names.
What time do you go to bed?
Like 5 a.m.
Dude.
I'm watching all these shows.
Did you see the article? Well, it wasn't even an article. It was just like the fucking like Dexterto or whatever.
Dexterto, yeah.
Yeah, and it was just like, if you stay up late, you are more prone to be like, die first or some shit
like
that. Yeah, it wasn't even an article. It was just
as
like...
As you're scrolling Twitter at like 1 a.m.?
No, I go to bed at like 12.
Okay, fuck. I gotta go to bed early.
You're dead.
I'm dead. I should be dead.
What's your favorite season of Survivor?
Well, I don't want to spoil anything.
I have a buddy who
went on Survivor.
Who won Survivor?
He won.
He won Survivor. My friend.
What season?
Mike Holloway.
What season?
I don't know the season, but he's my friend. I can call him up right now.
And he'll give you money and shit.
What?
He'll give you money.
Yeah.
For real?
No, he would not give me money.
Oh fuck! He won.
He won, dude.
Dude, that's sick.
He was in my wedding. He was part of my vows.
You didn't tell me this? He was in your vows?
Yeah.
He was your best man?
No.
Oh.
Dude, what?
Why was I your best man? Just trying to bring it up anytime I can.
Enough about Survivor.
Why was I best man?
Yeah, he won. He was hella good. He was like, he won all the challenges. What season was he? 30?
Survivor 30 Worlds Apart.
That's sick.
Jesus. Another anime guy over here. 30 Worlds Apart.
Dude, Survivor, again, I'm telling you, is the best fucking show ever.
Yeah, it's really good.
The idea of it, the challenges. Jeff Probst is a fucking god. It's his baby. You know what I mean?
Have they done like an influencers team?
There's been like a couple of influencers.
Would
like,
you do it?
Come onto the show. Yeah, dude. I'm gonna audition this year. I'm gonna send in a tape.
You would lose so much.
What do you mean I would lose? Dude, I would like. We're talking this beforehand.
Can you let's go through the list? Can you swim?
Yes.
Can you climb a rope?
Yes.
Can you solve a puzzle?
Oh, no.
Can you eat random things off an island?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
No, you fucking don't.
I do it like outside every day.
Could you make like a makeshift bed, tent, and all that shit?
Yeah, a studio.
Dude, you think they just go in a van like when the cameras are off and just sleep?
No, I'm bringing the set. I feel like because I'll have enough time to get ready mentally and like do my research, learn how to be a survivalist, you know.
Okay, how much time do you think we'd need?
I'd be really good at making alliances.
You're kind of snakeish.
No, what do you mean I'm kind of snakeish?
I know you really are.
Hey, you want to be an alliance together, man?
Ew.
Hey.
All right. Yeah.
All right, I'm actually going to audition for Survivor. It's pretty easy. All you do is send in a self-tape.
I can ask Mike.
For what?
His plugs.
He doesn't know anybody. Oh, well, maybe you are.
He knows a lot of people.
Yeah, he knows maybe somebody.
Yeah.
Because I watched the auditions for Surviving 46, and these newer seasons of Survivors, one, they have a water well now. Back in the old seasons, they didn't have water wells, right? Everyone's just like a fucking scaredy cat. The girl,
on the newer seasons,
yeah. Season 45, the first girl, this is not a spoiler, it happens right away, right? The girl, she's like, I miss my vape, I can't do this.
Oh, God.
I miss my vape, I miss it.
And she's then, hit missing blinkers.
Yeah, and then so when they went to tribal counselors, yeah, when they went to tribal council, she's like, just vote me out. Just vote me out.
I need my vape.
I need my vape. She needs it bad.
That's bad.
I know, bro. That's what I'm saying. I ain't no pussy, dude. I can fucking go in there. First thing I do when I go on the island with everybody. Who wants to make an alliance?
Just out loud?
Yeah.
You just circle everyone around you.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to gather over here around. Who wants to make an alliance?
Come on.
Have fun. Have fun. Okay.
And then, you know, everyone has a sob story, you know. I have a great one, all right? Okay, I'm a struggling kebab car owner.
I thought you were gonna go the dad route.
No. That you say for the last five.
Nice.
And then if someone else is complaining, if someone's like talking about their sob story, I'm be like, shut up, loser. And then it cuts to me. Oh yeah. So anyways.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just those two things, and you'll win.
No, then obviously I'll make my alliances, and I'll.
You're gonna have to get shredded.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to eat like shit.
I'm already there, bro. Get me on the island right now.
All right, I believe in you.
Yeah,
yeah. Can you look up how to apply for Survivor?
It's easy. You go to CBSSurvivorCasting.com, I think.
I could honestly get you like.
What, a recommendation?
No, I know like the people who do the Survivor casting.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I swear to fucking
For
God.
Real?
Yes. I also know the casting people who do Squid Games.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Then how could we, what are we doing here, bro?
You guys,
what the fuck?
You guys not realize Tots is like the casting producer?
Get me on fucking Survivor.
She's got plugs, bro.
Please. I'll send an audition tape.
All right.
I'll show them.
I would love to see your audition tape, dude.
Hey, guys. It's always got to be something dumb and cheesy. You know what I mean? Like starting a fire. Oh, didn't see you there.
You know, I always auditioned for, what was the one where they create aliases online? And
the Circle?
The Circle.
Yeah.
I applied for The Circle. And the casting person called me for a phone interview because they had to because... Yeah. The casting people that I knew were like, oh, Zach's hella funny. Get him on. So they called me for it. And my audition on the phone interview was probably the worst thing ever.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, they're like, what do you like to do for fun? I was like, golf.
And they're like, no, you gotta make some shit up. Man.
I know, bro. I was so like, all I do is just fucking sit on the couch, make videos here and there, do the pod with you. Oh, dude, he follows me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That could have been you.
Me, dude. Yeah. The first season was the best. Now it's kind of like...
Yeah, now it's kind
of
mid.
Yeah. But if you were part of The Circle, would you do an alias or would you be your real self?
Yeah, I'd be
Because you have to be careful that like people know you and then like, oh, well, he's the snake guy on social media.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that would be Zach Piona.
Okay, sick.
I know everything about you.
That's true. And everyone loves a white guy.
Yeah.
But then the brown guy... Wait, did he win?
No spoilers, I don't know.
Okay, whatever. Anyways, yeah, I auditioned for that and I did not get it.
I got a call for Next Level Chef.
Nice. Did you really?
Yeah, and I was almost there, but they're like, yeah, it's like 2 months of filming.
That's not bad at all.
I didn't want to do it.
Where would it be? In LA?
In Vegas.
That's fucking sick.
You know how dangerous that is?
Dude, yeah, your life would spiral. You never leave Vegas.
Yeah.
You're just like a vagabond kind of guy. Like
immediately fucking go down and start gambling. Yeah, so Next Level Chef is basically it's like any type of cook, a home cook, a sous chef, a fucking professional Michelin star chefs, and they essentially all compete head to head to be the Next Level Chef, and it's like a pyramid thing. You have to like go up in levels or whatever.
Damn. Oh, yeah. Wow. It's literally levels. That's sick. You didn't want to do that.
Nah.
What if you like did it and then
the prize was $250,000.
You're an idiot.
You think I would make it here?
Yeah, why not?
Look at my fingers and shit.
I think you would last longer on this than Survivor.
What do you fucking mean, Survivor, dude? I can last in Survivor.
Well, this is kind of like, well, this is based on skill and like taste and actual like.
Yeah, I could get down.
Yeah. I think you would win.
This is the year we should audition.
I would love if you just, all you do is just make like raps.
Where is the donor machine? Where's the spit for the big donor machine?
Well, we're making a salmon.
We're making dessert. I put some sugar on it. Oh, put some honey out.
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Imagine cake. It.
Dennis cake.
Are we done talking about TV?
No, so I want to. One thing I will say about these reality shows is everyone has a career after. Like the Squid Game people, they're all on TikTok with like hundreds of thousands of followers and shit.
Like Love Island.
Yeah. They're all fucking famous after.
I think, didn't Cody and Noah want to do Love Island or they just like to talk about it?
Not sure.
I thought they always like.
We gotta get on.
I knew they made content.
If we both get on Survivor,
I could. I would not do Survivor.
What do you mean?
I can't swim. I'm like bad with like puzzles and shit. I need a lot of time to figure shit out. I'm lazy. I already
don't
know.
Don't you be here? The fuck? How am I supposed to watch my anime?
I already know I would not win Survivor, so I don't want to do it.
No, but we'd be a good alliance, Zach. Think about it.
The circle. I feel like I would win.
Okay, fair enough.
We can be alliances in the circle.
Yeah.
You want my sports takes?
Yeah.
It is football weekend.
Oh, great.
Niners weekend. We didn't talk about sports last time.
Niner gang.
Nice. What did we get invited? We get
to what?
The first playoff game.
Oh, well, we might have an event.
Where's our... No, it's on the 20th.
Oh, you checked?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The first weekend is on the first football weekend is on the 20th, this weekend. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. We can get invited, dude. Yep, 20th. 20th or 21st.
What's going to happen this season?
When's our first event for the cart?
End of Jan-ish, first week of Feb, maybe?
Is it the first... What is it?
I don't know. I'm debating still. We still have to get a permit for... The place.
Well, we did the Teddy Fresh cart.
Yeah, we did the catering event, and guys, everybody got sick. It was a huge mess.
You're fired.
Doctors, I'm fired now. Doctors had to come in. Helicopter, everybody out.
Oh, damn. LA traffic was that
traffic
bad.
LA traffic was so bad. Joe Biden was in town again for the reason.
So your first cart is going to be an opening.
Yes. It'll be the first public in LA.
Nice.
Yeah, if we're going to do in
LA. LA or Long Beach?
No, LA first.
Oh, really?
It's easier for everyone.
And me.
Yeah. Thanks. And you. Oh, God.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm,
Are
mm-hmm.
you going to have the fucking...
Yeah, it's done already.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I have to go try it on this week or last week.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, how was the fitting?
Oh, let me tell you, I need to lose some weight.
Oh, dude.
The costume designer kept grabbing my love hand and like this.
Shoving him in.
With the shoehorn.
We're talking about sports?
Yeah, 49er, Niner game.
I wanted, we don't have to dive into actual sports. But there's this white guy.
Oh, a white guy in sports.
In high school.
Please tell me, Zach.
You want to see his last name? You want to say it? On MLK Day?
What, is racist?
Oh, yeah. It's a white guy's last name. He has a twin sister. This is his.
Whoa! I am not saying that name. K N, and then you know the rest.
What's a soft N?
Yeah.
But play the video. It's totally. This is not a joke. This is real. This is a guy's last name. He's an athlete in high school. He got openings for college recruiting and stuff like that. But this is his dad being interviewed after one of the high school games of the son. Go ahead.
James Adams of TriStateFootball.com here with Coach Ryan Kaniga. Coach, you get the win, 34-27. It was definitely close throughout. Talk about the...
Imagine he gets drafted, he plays, he's in the NFL. Actual announcers, ESPN, CBS, Fox. Touchdown!
Bye! Ryan with a K. Ryan with a K.
Dude, teams, if you were a team, yeah. Okay, would you like avoid drafting this dude? Just
no, think about the jerseys.
Oh, nice. The jersey sales would go up. And the guy, the son, has a twin sister who's also an athlete.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, they're screwed.
Dude.
Imagine even in the high school games, the announcers, like, what do they say? What did the subs say?
I mean, this interviewee dude just said it right out. He just flowed. It's his last name.
Is he black?
No. Everyone, the interview guy was white. He could only be interviewed. Yeah. Sports announcers, everyone by black people.
Listen, it's just a weird thing we got to do. And
it's creating a lot of positive controversy on X.
Yeah.
No, people are like, he's got to change his last name. He's got to change it. All this shit. I'm like, well,
he takes off the K. The K was silent anyways.
We just threw it in there to try to help people out. Was there another play again? Just for funsies.
James Adams of TriStateFootball.com here with Coach Ryan Kaniga. Coach,
that is...
You get the win, 34-27.
I love he said the last name, and he's like, Coach, you know, hey.
What did I just say?
Dude, announcers are going to have a fucking field day with that. That's crazy.
I would... I would ask them if we could do like a, can we just call you something else?
Yeah, dude. Just Ryan.
Just Ryan. Can we just call you Ryan K, please? Please.
Good stuff.
Yeah. What else in sports on X?
Well, let's see. Last weekend was a fun weekend of sports.
Okay.
Good storylines.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a good football
week. See, this is why file tip didn't happen.
I could really get into it, or I could just like let you just have your anime vision of what sports is all about. Guys flying off the walls and fucking spider webbing their way into the end zone.
That's anime. That's a
marvel. Anyways, more sports.
Yeah.
I have one more sports thing.
Okay.
I found this subreddit on X.
Okay.
It was just a screenshot.
You're an X freak.
Oh, dude. It was a screenshot of this Lakers fan just imagining a world where LeBron's still playing and his son Bronny James is drafted from USC. Into the NBA.
Nice.
For the Lakers and father-son duo on the Lakers. And after a game, what would happen if they hit the showers together? And what would that look like?
So this guy wrote,
if Bronny and LeBron end up playing in the NBA on the same team, will they shower together? That's the headline.
Yeah, he would help them out.
As we know, players in basketball hit the showers after games, and obviously you go shower naked. With people that you have no relation, it's kind of whatever. But what about family members, excluding spouses, of course? I for sure would not want to see my father's cock when showering. It would be kind of awkward. So I am trying to imagine how will Bronny and LeBron handle this. Will they just try to squint their eyes, look away, or will they just embrace their cocks as, oh my God,
cocks.
Imagine nothing was weird about this. I just couldn't imagine what would I do in this difficult situation.
Why do you sound like it's like a Uncertain Times or something?
You ever see the Tom Brady and kids situation?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kissing on the lips.
Kids.
Sorry, that was too far. This is a weird fucking subreddit. Why? Lakers fans? I'm assuming this guy's a Lakers fan.
Yeah.
Lakers fans are fucking
weird. You guys are fucking weird, man. Yes, think about shit like this.
You want to go more into this?
Or? Yeah. What would you do if you're showering with your dad?
Oh, I would wait. I would wait in the car. I would shower at home. How's that? That's a good situation.
Yeah, but you're so sweaty. And
I don't give a fuck. You get picked up from games anyway, like when you're a kid, and you shower at home.
Hey, Dad.
Towel whipping.
LeBron.
Great game out there, son. Why didn't you pass me the rock? I mean, cock. I mean, rock.
I mean, cock again. You guys are some damn freaks, man.
This just reminds me of my old vines that I used to do back in the day. Love those incest vines.
You probably wrote this.
I did. Yes, I'm under Tonight We Hunt. Or no, NBA Circle Jerk. What the fuck subreddit is that?
That's the name of the subreddit, NBA Circle Jerk.
Can we dive more into that?
No, it's subreddit? Just like they all just.
Oh, you already have it ready to go.
It's just like NBA, like.
Oh, you know?
Yeah.
Go ahead. What is it all
just
about?
Just like stuff.
Got it. Has 193K followers. Nice. Oh, it's honestly just the jerk is over. Free Wingstop for everyone. Did you know that story?
What?
The Detroit Pistons, they had a brand Lincoln deal with like Wingstop, and anytime they won, free Wingstop for anyone that just goes to Wingstop in Detroit. And they went on a 28 game losing streak. So Wingstop just wasn't like, they were obviously still down to do it, but they just weren't winning. And there's just like so many fucking memes of people just like begging to get into Wingstop and like, please, just want, like one week.
Wings.
We're like, all the fans are starving. Like,
day 48. No.
Can you imagine losing 28 games in a row?
No.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy. But yeah. Wow. Foul tip. How did that shit not?
Speaking about great pods, Zach, like Foul Tip, there's a pod I recommend everybody to watch. This pod is great, has a lot of information, especially if you're a Fortnite fan. It's called, can you pull up that link in the Fortnite clip? It's called When in Doubt Podcast.
That's actually a good name.
Yeah, that is a sick. Fuck.
Damn it.
Fuck.
Zach
fuck.
Lead Show? It's so stupid.
Fuck. They talk about Fortnite. That's pretty much
literally
it.
All they talk about. It's four kids, teenagers, sitting around.
No, family. Four very devoted players in Fortnite culture.
I just wanted to describe what was
history.
Was it? This isn't the most. Can you go back to their page? Oh, this is about Marvel.
Okay.
So they don't just talk about
Fortnite. They talk about things that I like.
They talk about everything. They talk about normal podcast stuff.
Mm-hmm. Hit the Marvel one.
The truth about Marvel movies is the fact that any Marvel movie, even the worst Marvel movie, is better than a lot of other movies.
Yes!
So, like,
yes!
The worst Marvel movie, like Hulk and Thor Dark World, which yes! are like, not my favorite Marvel movies, is still a very good movie
Facts!
Overall compared to the rest of movies.
Facts!
Just because of how much I like Marvel.
Yeah, the truth about
Facts!
That's all you're gonna say?
Yes, he's totally right!
What other movies is better? Like, he's talking...
Saltburn?
Okay. Facts. Hell yeah.
Go back to the link I leaked out of the doc.
Yeah, just, ahead, yeah. They have some hot, cool Fortnite takes as well. Mm-hmm. If you like that Marvel take.
Yeah, if you love the Marvel take.
Wait for the Fortnite takes.
So some people even been saying, like, make a mode for the OG season.
Yeah.
Like,
I was saying that the other day.
Make one for the OG season.
And then people are always saying, like, oh, you can't do that because it's going to split the player base and there's not going to be enough people.
They have enough player base, though.
They have so... I mean, yeah. The last night I was on, there were over a million people on Battle Royale, over 500,000 people on ranked, and over 2 million people.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, it was like...
I'm literally just thinking, you don't tell any of us, and one of the camera angles just shoots to you just sitting
there. That's what I'm saying, man.
I'm like, wait, Wally? You're just sitting in on as a guest? Guys, a huge fan of what you guys talk about. Love Marvel.
Yeah, love Marvel.
Love Fortnite.
Love Marvel.
Love all your guests.
Posting
it all. I just want to be in the background. While
fly
guys...
the wall. Fly the wall. Dude, he's right. There should be a mode about for the... Remember I was telling this in the episode? Guys, remember, I think OG map, there should be its own mode for Fortnite. Remember I said that the other day, Zach?
Oh, man. I would just love it if you went on their pod.
I would love to. I'm going to DM him after this.
Please go on their pod.
Guys, yo, everything you're saying is great facts.
You don't even have takes. You're just like, yes.
Agreed.
Facts. Haunted. Just Gen Z.
On God, brother.
You probably could, like, low-key kind of fit in with, like...
Fuck?
I mean, like, they're teenagers, and you're just, like, some almost 30-year-old
dude. I'm, like, the producer.
Just sitting there, like...
All right, today's topics, Fortnite, Marvel...
Sports suck, anime.
Anime. What are you guys watching, Naruto? Okay, for sure, for
sure. Sydney Sweeney. Is she hot? Is that not a normal... topic?
I guess
Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought Sydney Sweeney is like the hot, all the kids look up to. You know, like the babe. Like, okay. Well, that's why I would not go on their show. I bring up Sydney Sweeney. They're like,
what the fuck,
they're
dude?
Like, hella quiet.
Yeah, they're just going like this.
You like apologize for me. Like, it's me and you on
the sorry guys, it's just like he doesn't have to talk. We don't have to give him a mic.
Dude, Zach and Walicio go on When in Doubt podcast.
Please, guys, When in Doubt, if you guys are watching this.
You would honestly go on.
I would go. I would 1000%. We should zoom in. We should have them zoom on the show.
They feel like they're like St. Louis or like some Midwestern kind of like.
Yeah, Florida.
That's not Midwest. It's
Bay. Oh. A couple of best friends to talk about sports, video games. See, what's the difference?
Wait, pull up a sport. I want to hear their sports takes.
49ers suck ass. Anyone who's a 49ers fan is cringe.
Damn, I want to hear if they have a sports take.
Probably all the sports takes have no views.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just look for their lowest. Damn it, dude. But they have a Sydney Sweeney. Like.
Yeah, 100 million likes.
No sports.
Broncos.
Yeah. Right there, yeah. Are the Broncos legit? This has 665 views and 10 likes.
All right, let's see.
This is foul tip. Hit it.
Are making a comeback. They're making a bigger comeback than the Packers.
Yeah. Weren't they like 1-5 or something?
Turned out to be an L.
Like they started the season horribly.
The Broncos did start the season horribly, and they're turning it around. I mean,
Broncos.
Oh, dude, it's like a fucking 6-second clip.
Here's the thing.
Their Fortnite clips were like 2 minutes long, and their sports clips were the hell of short.
It's literally us.
I know.
Oh. Here's the thing. It's cool. All these friends that are getting together every week, shooting their pod. This is how they hang out. This is how they socialize.
Let's try a cool sports take like they just did.
Okay.
You know. The Packers suddenly just made it into the playoffs. How crazy was that?
Yeah, and it's so crazy because like the Commanders are just taking a big L.
Yeah.
With 4-12 as their...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sucked.
Yeah.
The second overall pick. Do you think they'll get Caleb Williams from USC?
Yeah, well, it's funny because Caleb Williams plays Fortnite and there's a new Flubber.
Damn it. That was good. How'd you know that?
Huh?
How'd you know that the Commander?
Oh, dude, I watch sports all the time.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you didn't know that? You should watch my sports podcast.
When in doubt.
Yeah, when in doubt.
Damn, dude. That was really good.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hell yeah. We should talk more sports sooner or later.
Yeah, I'm down. If you want to start a sports thing, yeah.
Cool.
Real quick, I want to talk about this ad that I got on my TikTok feed.
Oh.
Kylie Jenner selling the fuck out.
Nice plug. I like this. I have to do that every time too, by the way. It's really fucking annoying.
So basically, I don't know at what point of her career or what she got offered, but she basically did this ad for like a mobile app. And is you could tell that she needed the money.
I don't think she needs any money.
Then why did she do? Why did she do this?
Because it's probably some family friend or some business partner who is like really high up.
No. They watch it. Just watch it.
Okay, so I keep getting all of these game ads, and I'm not really a gamer.
Yeah, you are.
Remember this name, Travel Town. When they asked me to partner with them, I had my doubts, but now I'm hooked. So let me show you. It's a match and merge game. You find things to match, and then you make something even prettier.
So it's Candy Crush.
Yeah, they're all using the Candy Crush skin and like Clash of Clans.
She didn't even get that one right.
And then I'm just going to keep finding matches to make all these. Ooh. Then you can sell them to the townspeople and it helps you build your beautiful town, restaurant, bakery, gardens. The fun really starts on level 6 and it just keeps getting better. I'll show you guys my cute little town.
Oh!
Town. I'm gonna zoom out.
Okay, wait. So what's the town game? It's like
Clash of Clans or something?
Clash of Clans. Yeah, so it's Clash of Clans mixed with Candy Crush.
Yep.
And that's it?
Well, play
the rest.
Download the link here for free and thank me later.
Okay.
Cute.
Okay, the Valley Girl like ad sound plug is just not really hitting.
Ew.
Look at I'm killing all these people.
A wire for $5 million. What if she's doing the ad and she gets like a Chase Bank notification?
She's like 10 million. All right, guys, thank you so much.
10 mil.
It's definitely a family friend who just asked.
No, I really think they somehow it got her. They offered a crazy bag and.
So it's the people who have, it's like the fucking FTX of.
Yeah, well, all these companies, they've had successful games, so they just use the money to then make another one, another one. It's a whole system.
And they just throw Kylie Jenner
into
that.
Yeah, they just say, fuck it.
Kylie Jenner's hot. People will relate.
That's all their budget.
It definitely is.
Their entire budget.
We're talking about it.
Did you, there's some really cringe ones that I saw. Fucking Ray Schremer did one.
Have not seen that.
It's called the coin. Type in Ray Schremer coin master. This is probably my favorite. I love ads like these. I love when celebrities.
I could tell you.
Love celebrities doing weird app ads. It's like my.
Okay, are you trying to get a brand deal or some shit?
No.
I love weird ads.
It's called Coin Master, and then it's Ray Schremer, and it's like the most cringiest. But you just have to watch it. So basically, this is another cringe ad, right?
Okay.
From my two favorite artists, Ray Schremer.
I know you for Ray.
And listen, I'm just saying these companies need to do a little bit better when it comes to their writing and their selling out.
Again, you want to do a brand deal.
Yes, I do want to do a brand deal. If anyone wants to reach out, please let me know.
Okay.
All right, hit it.
Everybody searching for them coins.
And they made a song. They made an original song.
Everybody chasing after coins.
Okay, so.
You know what I'm saying.
What up, bud? Slim.
Already hated.
First, I just cooked up, man.
Look at the new verse I cooked up.
I had to keep the coins in my pocket.
You ready?
Yeah. Ready. Everybody searching for them coins. Woo. Everybody chasing after coins. Woo.
She see the app, she wanna join.
She see the app, she wanna join.
Don't play no games, just gonna go in.
Going? It's not even
nobody. Come back to my village.
Come back to the
I
village.
Think it's too dangerous at the village. Yeah, yeah. And I'm the real coin master. Yeah. Spin the wheel, get it faster. Spin the wheel and get it faster. I'm about to plunder at the village. I'm about to terrorize the village. Man. Dang, bro. I'm recording the hottest verse of my career. I look at my app, man. You plundering my village, bro.
Dude. Ooh,
ooh. I'm the real coin master. Spin the wheel and get it faster.
I hate this so fucking much.
I thought we were family.
And that's why they broke up. Yeah, that's actually the reason why they got in a big fight and they broke up, actually. Fun fact.
I mean, it started off fun and stuff, but then, like,
the song's kind of good.
The song was catchy,
yeah.
But the writing after that, the skit. Yeah. Was...
I was recording the hottest track of my career!
You pillaged my village!
You pillaged my village!
Hey! You pillaged my village! Hey! On MLK Day, dude. I'm sorry.
I didn't say anything, Zach.
All right.
We got to do a brand deal like that.
I'm so down.
Like, just a cringe, weird, like, Chinese app.
All my brand deals are kind of cringe, so.
Oh.
In my billet, hey. Oh, yeah. Let me do, just in case, ranking 2024 memes so far.
Okay, it's only been a couple of weeks.
Okay.
All right.
Memes have hit already in January, and they're already taking over. We already talked about the Bass Pro Shops guy.
Right, okay.
But a few that we have not talked about is right. The dude jumping the judge. You please tell me you've seen the defendant jumping the
judge. Oh, yes,
oh,
yes,
thank
yes,
God.
Yes, yes, yes.
But apparently just today, he came back for a retrial?
Yeah.
No, another further trial.
Okay.
And it's the same judge.
Oh, damn.
And he's like... Like, masked up.
Like pain?
Yeah, dude. This fucking... First of all, the judge, slow as hell. Like, way too slow. You saw
him
running.
There's a good distance.
Yeah, you saw him running at you.
Yeah.
You barely fucking moved. I get your age. Maybe you just were very taken by
surprise. You didn't
surprise.
Expect it, probably.
Yeah,
yeah,
I get that. But I don't know. Fucking hit the deck. Or, like, I don't know, like... Don't you have a pen near you? You just swipe up and fucking hit the throat jab?
This is a wrestling move right here.
That was a good meme. Is there a picture of him, like, today? I think it was today.
Is there her POV?
GoPro cam? Judge cam.
Judge cam.
I'm pretty sure he was in trial today. And his image is... Dude, that was today.
Whoa.
Fucking crazy, dude.
Holy shit, hands are locked up?
Yeah, man. I mean, if you fucking judge or jump at a judge like that...
That should be allowed in court.
If you get to the judge, it's fine.
Sometimes you have to run up closer to tell her what you want to say. She can't hear you.
It was funny. People were like pretending to dub over like the conversation that was happening. You're like, I just want to come up and give you a hug and thank you for the opportunity.
Dude, you know those memes? Have you seen those? This is the shit that kills me the most. The fucking, like, practicing me getting my wallet out of my pocket as fast as I can.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With the police ask for it.
Those are all funny. Those are all funny. Yeah. I think that if you get to the judge, like, that's instantly, like, one of the best memes.
Yeah, I don't know if you... What?
This has turned into one of the best memes. Have you seen the football that Trump was throwing around for people?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there's a fucking mix of it or whatever where the football lands on the judge's desk and the guy jumps on her. Anyways, we talked about Bass Pro Shop last episode.
That's right.
That was a good one. The defendant. Have you seen the Miami Mall situation?
Yes. Was it an actual alien or just fucking around?
I think... What do you mean fucking around? It was a riot.
Like prank.
It was like gang... supposedly like gang activity.
Oh, okay.
Or just kids being kids.
Okay.
It wasn't gang activity,
okay.
I'm assuming. Yeah. But they were shooting off fireworks. They were like... it was just a little uproar.
Okay.
A
disturbance.
I don't know exactly how to call it.
Yeah.
But dude, the alien people's like theories or whatever, it's like literally people just hopping on the trend of like, yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
I saw the alien. And people are just like selfieing from their family room. It could just be anyone just saying like, yeah, I was at Bayside Mall in Florida. That alien was huge. It was 8 to 10 feet.
Well, you gotta take advantage of the
people are literally just like, the weirder you look, like yeah. There's like this, okay, just like this hippie looking girl saying like she was there, like yeah. at the mall, and everyone's like, yeah, she was there.
Well, we know she was there.
Her dreads were yeah. fucking like, says it all. Like,
I have a receipt from last week.
Yeah. I never left.
I just live in the mall.
And then people are saying there's a portal that opened up in the mall.
No.
Dude, it's so fucking off the wall weird.
A portal opens up here, we just walk casually in.
All right, guys, that's it.
That's it. Thanks for listening.
And then Kurt Angle.
That's the funniest one by far.
He did a new one on the beach.
He does it like he's not aware.
Well, at first he was like, why the fuck are people like clipping this? Yeah. I didn't think it was that funny or whatever. Now he's like, I think he did it.
I don't like it when they're aware.
But he was so good at recreating it like on the beach. It was actually pretty fucking impressive. See. He did the one like outside of his house or on his driveway or whatever. But then there's a new one. So this is a new one that he just did. Of the same reaction, but he definitely knows what he's doing now. I don't know the original video. Don't care about it.
Okay.
I just want the fucking...
The stare.
The meme. But he's really good. Like,
he's good.
He definitely locked it down. So that's another good one. I don't even know what was the original interview?
I have no idea. It's probably for wrestling.
Okay. Is he still doing shit? I don't even know who this is.
You know, he's a wrestler.
Yep. All right. But the last one that I wanted to do is this guy Drew Walls.
Okay.
I'm assuming he's been doing this TikTok for the style of TikTok for a while, but the getting ready shit where they set up the tripods of everywhere you go.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
This dude has been hitting, at least on my feed, the sports.
Mm-hmm.
Like people are just taking this.
They're roasting him?
Yeah. And being like Jason Tatum when he has a bad game or like some shit like that. And just like that kind of vibe. But he does TikToks like this, and he does like getting ready for Target, getting ready for Trader Joe's, getting ready for the day. But he's dead serious. And like he has taken this, like NFL, the actual account has tweeted him like a meme of him, like the Red Zone, you know, like the Red Zone account.
He's an NFL player?
No. Oh, cool. But they're just like all these like accounts and shit are just using him now. But it's a great trend. Can you play the video? This is him just getting ready for Target for the day. Buying his daughter a gift, I'm hoping. Smelling some candles. Tripods everywhere.
Yeah, you carry the tripod with you, or like it's a gorilla pod?
He's setting the tripod up, checking
outside.
Out.
Like, and where do you put your groceries beforehand before you go inside your apartment?
You gotta have them hooked on your arm, and you set up the tripod.
Mid meal.
That's mine.
Okay, smoothie time. All right.
Eating by himself, tie on.
Here's the thing. If it makes him happy, it makes him happy.
But people are like memeing this now. Like people are doing it themselves.
Yeah.
And like getting ready for the day. It's just like their ugly ass average bodies. And just like, it's part of the joke. But yeah, that's my fucking breakfast.
We're just in Trader Joe's fucking getting the most such shit.
Anyways, good meme so far of 2024. I'm sure there's a new one that already came out.
I hope we start one this year, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to start a...
I want to start a trend or something, you know? Never mind. I take that all back. All right, guys. Thank you for watching episode 71 of the Zach and Waleed Show. Again, if you haven't liked or commented...
Oh.
Then please do so. And hey, wherever you listen to the audio version of this podcast, be sure to rate us 5 stars.
Whoa.
It's not that hard. And if you're feeling crazy, leave a review.
Maybe buy some merch.
Yeah, if you're crazy enough, if you're fucking sick in the head.
And go Niners, we're winning it all.
Yep.
Peace and blessings. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.